Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you had an awesome, awesome, you know, day. I know you're enjoying life. If not, let me tell you, enjoy life. Life is so precious. We take things for granted a lot of times, me included, okay? But you have to enjoy life that you can take a deep breath, breathe in, and breathe out. You know, whatever we're going through in life, we need to just take it one day at a time. That's the most important advice you can give anybody, and always keep a smile on your face. You know, today we have an awesome, awesome, awesome topic we're going to talk about. You know, we always used to, especially when you go, let me tell you this right quick. You know, when you go to family reunions, when you have your Sunday dinner, there's different things that you're around your family a lot. When you have dinner, when you're going on family trips. And then, you know, we laugh about certain things when we talk about what has been passed on throughout the generation. You know, good things, bad things, you know, the things that we said, well, my uncle used to do this, my dad used to do this, my grandma used to do this. But, you know, those things that are passed throughout generation, down from grandmother to mother, down to, you know, to you and from your father, grandfather, et cetera, those things stick with you. You know, we just pray that they have been positive things, you know, but if they were negative things, you know, we can actually reprogram our mind, relearn things, and actually make those things positive in our life. We have to always remember to encourage each other. And today we actually going to talk about the generational things that has been passed on and how wonderful they actually can help other people, how they can inspire other people that they can move forward to obtain their purpose in life. I just wanted to name a couple of the proverbs. If you think about, you know, a lot of people call them an inspirational moment. Some people call them proverbs that they have passed on through generations. But you all have heard these from mama, from grandmother, from grandpa, granddad. One is action speaks louder than words. Okay, I know you've heard that one. I've heard that so many times. And then the other one is a stumble may prevent a fall. Ah, that one kind of make you do a semi-aha moment there. And then another one is, if you want to judge a man's character, give him power. Isn't that amazing? You know how that can change. And then another one is, a stitch in time saves nine. Now, we've all have heard different things that our parents and grandparents have instilled in us and things that we have passed on throughout the world. But we actually have this international awesome, awesome lady here with us, author, that's going to tell us how the things she learns in her past, in her generation, that things that the wisdom that was passed on through her family, how that has amazingly have set her up to have released not one but two books that she actually can inspire the world, that she can actually help people. You know how, you know, your mother used to cook, you cook, and you're like, God, how can I cook this good? But, you know, all these things have been instilled, have come down in wisdom and knowledge throughout your family tree. And we're going to actually talk about that and dive into a lot of great information for our wonderful guest. And her name, again, is Miss Tina Hassan. Tina, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I'm here. How are you?
Oh, I'm just super fantastic. That's my new word. But thank you so much for taking time out of your business.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Tina?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Now we're here. You're on. Just tell us a little bit about your journey and how you actually got to this point, these amazing books that you have out. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I sure will. Well, my journey first, it begins with God. I have to say, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. Actually, I'd like to say, if it wasn't for God, my dad wouldn't be here today. If he wasn't here today, then I wouldn't be here today. He was a chef. He did pass away, but he was a chef. He was a great man who once lived and will be remembered by many. When he was 2 years old, his dad passed away, and his mom passed away when he was 12 years old, so he had to basically learn how to do everything on his own. He traveled on his own, little no education. He self-taught himself how to cook, clean, learned English on his own. Traditional Circassian wedding, we are Circassian. Circassian comes from Russia. It's a small country in Russia called Nalchik. And with Circassians, we are Muslim. What happened was during the war, they got separated from Russia. Some went to Syria, some went to Jordan, some went to Turkey. My dad, so my ancestors are from Russia. My dad's side went to Syria. My dad was born in Syria. My mom's side went to Jordan. My mom was born in Jordan. They met in America. So at the age of 16, my dad traveled to Germany, and he lived there for 16 years to cook, clean, basically take care of himself, learn the English, and work there. And then he later came to New Jersey in the 1970s, and he opened up his own small shop with a friend of his, and he became a chef. And from then on, when then I was born a couple way years later, and at the age of 7, I basically learned how to cook from watching him. He used to make lots of, like, the food was just phenomenal. You could smell his cooking from down the block, the herbs, the spices, the salt. He was a salt lover and all these herbs and spices. So I basically watched from learning from him how to make the famous food. And then also my mom is a great cook. So the famous cook, I would say, is Circassian food is chips of pasta. And the reason why I wrote the Middle Eastern cookbook, there is a lot of great authors out there, Middle Eastern cookbooks they've done. But I'm going to have to say that what makes mine different and unique is it has Circassian food in it. All the other ones, they do have varieties. I have the same varieties. But each one has their own way, their own recipes, their own herbs and spices. Some like it plain, like, you know, herbs and spices. Some like it a different way. But what might makes it different and unique is because it's Circassian food. For example, a lot of people, even like classmates, I have Facebook friends, so today they don't know what my nationality is. My neighbors, my coworkers, my classmates, even till today, they're like, well, what's the occasion? You know, they don't know. They've heard of Muslim. They've heard of different variety, like Indian, Bangladesh, Arabic, but they never heard of the occasion. So that, you know, like, I'm going to say the shrimp pasta, that's the famous Circassian main dish. I'm going to say the halva is like the hot pocket. That could be used as, like, snacks, breakfast, appetizers. And then there's also adia kway. It's called the Circassian cheese. That came from Russia, too. So I'm going to say, like, my great-great-aunt, she taught me that. My grandmother taught me the hot pocket, the halva. And my mom taught me the shrimp pasta, and then my dad taught me all the other foods that I learned from him from watching. What's it called? What else can I say? That was basically, and I've always wanted to be a writer since I was little. I'm going to say since the age of 9, I always wanted to be a writer. I just didn't know how I would write. The first thing I did when I wake up in the morning is write. The last thing I did before I went to bed was write. Write on napkins, paper, tissue, pen and pad, sticky notes, my hand, wherever something popped in my head, I would write it. I was going to write a novel. I'm not done with that. I'm into short stories, fiction, comics, children's poetry. So one day I was sitting in the bed, and I had a pen and pad in my hand, and my son walks in and says, "Mommy, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I want to write something. I'm writing, but I just, you know, I don't know if I should do it or not." And then he says, "Why don't you just do it?" And before I could answer him, I had no excuses. And he was like, "Why don't I just do it?" So I started writing a tribute, my dad's book. I did a tribute for him. And then after that, I didn't know, like, who to go to publish. I went into Bloody Poetry. I found on Facebook. And I made Queen of Bloody Poetry twice. And the guys there, Unique Calls, I'm going to throw out names now, authors. There was Unique Calls, there was Troy Easterard, and they would tell me to, you know, write and get my book published. I didn't really think about it. I was just writing, putting things to the side. And then when I was done, I wanted to go and give out my, you know, have my book published. I looked up a lot of publishers. Some were scams for, they're ripping out like $700 to $1,000 for a book for really nothing. And so I was like, no, I put it to the side. And then I went on Facebook and I found Ms. Joyce Williams, also known as Lyrics Expression. She's also an author. And I asked her who her publisher was. When she told me it was Pinkies with Glenda Wallace. So then I contacted Ms. Glenda, and she was very sweet with me on the phone. We went through everything. She explained everything from A to Z. Got it done right away, 45 days like she promised. And after that, then I did my other second book, and not even 6 months later, it was out. So basically I did 2 books in less than a year. Happy with that. And I'm doing my third book. And after that,
wow, you've done some awesome things. I just want to point out a couple of things that you guys listen to what she's saying. She's one, let's point this out, that she's saying it's a journey. Everything that we do when we get into our purpose, it's a journey. The things that we worked on, as she said, 9 years old, she was actually writing. We think things, we take things for granted a lot. When we do little things, we just really are working on our final, you know, our purpose in life. And she did research. We have to research things out. You have to have a inner peace about things. And like she said, it's true, and that's across all different avenues, publishing, when you're in media, when you're looking for actually a job and buying a car, buying a home. And there's some people, unfortunate, not going to tell you the truth all the time about things. So you have to always rely on your inner peace that God gives you, that this is the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. So we really give her kudos, because I actually know her publisher, and she's very awesome. And we can give you that information as well as Pink Kiss Company. She's, you know, she's a Southern girl, so, you know, of course we Southern girls, you know, we teach you, we treat you right. But the thing that we need to remember is what Miss Tina Haskin is really saying in all her work. She did 2 books in 1 year, and that is amazing. You put your mind to anything, it will work out. You know, anything that's positive, of course, because unfortunately if you do anything negative, you know, you're going to feed off negative. But if you're around like-minded people, you're around people that encourage you. And her son actually asked her, well, Mom, why you won't do it? And that's just amazing, because, she said, she had no excuses. So we should have no excuses of the things that's inside of us that need to come out. We need to walk it out. We need to believe and just make it happen. But Tina, we just, oh my God, I'm just so excited of the things. That's why I let you continue to talk. You were saying some awesome things. But tell us just a sneak peek. I know we can't, you know, get all the information, but tell us a sneak peek of the things that you actually are working on right now.
Right now, I'm all over the place. I'm going to be honest. I told Ms. Wallace that I have my third book out soon, but it's actually going to take a while. I'm doing actually 4 books at once, so I'm jumping back and forth. So when I have one, I write it down right away. I have a flash drive. So I write it down on pen and pad wherever I am and go straight away whenever I get a chance to a computer and start typing it in. And I'm doing, like, for example, I like Snoopy. When I was growing up, Snoopy was my favorite comic strip. So I'm going to do, like, 6 kids growing up together. That's not the title, but I mean, like, something like that. And then so I'm doing a lot in that, and then I'm doing about nature, like God's beauty of nature, not just like, you know, clouds or something. Like if I see a heart-shaped cloud, or if I see a flower made out of star, for example, or dancing trees. It's like weird trees that you see. It's like kind of dancing. When you see the pictures, when you see the books, you understand what I mean. Then I'm doing also like short stories. When I was younger, when I was about 11 years old, my neighbors were telling me you should become a reporter because you're out here writing, like I said, since I'm little, I'm writing, like I have a journal since I was little, writing all these stories like happens in the area, happens outside, like if I see a fire, what happened, if I see an accident, like a major accident, and reporters used to come up to me and say, okay, did you see what happened? And I used to, you know, and my father always told me to be a survivor and just be the better person, meaning that if somebody tells you, no, you can't do that, let them think that. You just walk away. Just smile and walk away. Let them think that you can't do that. You just be the better person. Don't reply back. Don't go down to their level. And less talking and more action in the kitchen is better, because the bread is not going to bake itself. You have to go. You want to be a survivor? You have to learn to survive on your own, because your parents are not always going to be around. Your friends are not always going to be around. They're going to get married. They're going to have their own life. They're going to move, you know. The only person you can trust and be around and be your best friend is God, you know. Your kids, you have kids. They're going to grow up. They're going to get their own place. Sure, they'll be around when you need them, but they can't be with you 24/7. You have to learn to be a survivor. He walked on his foot. He walked on foot. He traveled. And like him, since the age of 9, I've been traveling also. I love traveling. So wherever I travel, you know, I take pictures. I've gotten to meet people. I talk with them one-on-one. And that's my other book, the places that I've been to, photos, things, you know, the food, the nature itself, how it is. That's another book. So then short stories, like basically one short story and one, and then children's poetry of book. So I'm doing like children's book of poetry. I'm sorry. So I'm doing that too. So like I said, 4 or 5 books going in at once. So which one will be done first to send out to her next? I have no idea. But I have like so many moves right now.
But that's amazing. You're just so much of an inspiration of writing. Oh my God, you're inspiring us to write. Write something, you guys. You know, but journaling is very important. I mean, journaling. Let me tell you, from firsthand. I can tell you about journaling. When my brother passed away, that really was an outlet for me to actually release my emotions on paper. And guess, lo and behold, as you guys know, it ended up being a book. So, you know, and I'm able to help other people through the grieving process. But it's amazing what journaling, it helps you. It's an outlet, you know, as they say exercise is, you know, meditation, yoga, and that type of thing. It's very important to release that emotion, especially when you're feeling down, depressed. You don't want to lay in the bed. You want to just, you know, release that, and so you can actually do what God has you purpose to do. And we guys, you know, we're actually bridging this wonderfully, that we have to, as you said so eloquently, Tina, is that we...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Play a song by Marvin Sapp, and we're going to play that. We'll be right back, and Tina's going to tell us a little bit more information about herself, and she's going to actually tell us how we can contact her information and how we can get her book and how we can support her on social media. So we'll be right back, you guys. Hang in there, and this is Good Deeds. I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it. know, this is Good Deeds. I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. That's a wonderful song because the thing is you need to realize that you have value. You have the inner peace that God gives you. God made you for a purpose, and it's time to walk in that purpose. As I always say, get purpose now. And you guys will actually learn some awesome information, tools that we can apply to our life right now from the wonderful, wonderful Tina Hassan. She is so amazing. I'm actually taking notes myself. I'm taking notes that I can actually apply myself. But, Tina, tell us a little bit more about your – what makes you – this is what I want you to do, if you can. This just came to me. Yes. God just told me to say this. Tell us a couple of tools or good golden nuggets that you can inspire someone that's just so afraid to step out in their purpose. Kind of give them some information, just anything that comes to your mind that can inspire and motivate others to walk into their purpose.
The first thing I'm going to say is when you wake up in the morning is pray. If you don't pray, you can't go on without your day. The first thing you do is pray. And when you pray, God is with you all the way and answers all your questions. You'll have a great day. At the end of the night, be grateful, be thankful you're still alive. The next morning, be grateful that you have seen another day to continue your writing, to continue your journey, whatever it is that you have to do. Be grateful for your life because not a lot of people is able to wake up the next day and say that they're happy that they were alive. When you do your prayers, everything goes fine. If you don't pray, I mean, not a lot of people pray, fine, but it is good to pray. Without your prayers, you know, I say that, you know, your day is not. Just keep smiling, shine. You continue to do what you do best. Don't let anybody take anything away from you. If they say, no, you can't do that, just walk away, smile, and continue to do what you do best.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know what you're saying because, you know, it's totally different when I was going to school and the way kids have to do things now. You know, that bullying is just have totally, I don't know what to say. It's negative, number one. But kids now have to truly be motivated. You have to inspire them because they deal with totally different things than when we did coming up. We have people talking about their clothes, talking about the way they walk, you know, just things that don't even make a difference. They're there to learn. But we have to make sure we encourage our young people, especially. And like you said, prayer is very important. That's just communicating with God. You know, a lot of people think it needs to be elaborate. You need to say this 12 times. You need to do that 500 times. You need to do this. But the most important thing we need to realize is if you say, God help me, he knows. If you're saying that sincerely from your heart, he hears you. See, that's what we, unfortunately, traditional from our traditions, in the past that people say, oh, you got to do this, that, and that. But God knows the sincerity of your heart, and you can say, God, help me. And that works. But Lisa, do this, please. Tell us again the name of your books and tell us how we can purchase your books, how we can support you on the social media networks, and how we can book you if we need to. You know, we want you to come to our different events. Let us know how we can connect with you.
Sure. You can Middle Eastern Cookbook by Tina Hassan. And it gives you a whole list, like, for example, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, 10 Kids Publishing Company, Alibaba, I apologize for that, 312 stores in India. You got France, you got UK, 48 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. I'm there. And then my email is tinahassan947@yahoo.com. Now, each one is selling for a different price. For example, Amazon.com is selling for $11.66, Barnes & Noble for $12, Canada is selling for $30.89. India, all the other countries, they're selling at their price. For example, I don't know what $7.98 would be in U.S. dollars, but each one, there is a lot that's going on for everywhere, eBay. eBay selling for like $10.99. I think they had a discount today. It is worldwide, more than, I can't even say, 312 stores in India, Canada, France, UK, Australia, Alaska and Hawaii and 48 states in America. So, hello?
Wow. So you're international, seriously, isn't that amazing? We commend you. Oh, wow. But, you know, those recipes are, you know, I could even understand. And don't say nothing else. I even understood what you were saying. I said, I can do this, so I'm actually, I ain't picked out a couple that I'm actually going to do as well. But, you know, that actually helps, you know, especially with all the different things going on in our food. You know, be as natural as you can be, you know, not just processed food, you know, it's very important. And then most people, nowadays, that's becoming a big trend, which is great, to do different recipes and different things, especially what our parents and grandparents instilled in us. So we commend you for doing that, especially with that Cajun twist, as you will, that you say you have. And that's amazing because that you're correct. That was totally missing in the different cookbooks. And I love the book cover. Miss Donna Clark actually did her book cover. And it's amazing. Yes. It actually brings you into the book before you even actually open the book.
Donna Clark did my cover. Yes, she did. And also, thanks to her, I have met through you now. And I thank you very much for letting me be on the show today. Also, when I was about 7-8 years old, my grandmother was the one who taught me how to do the homemade yogurt. She did yoga one time, and I seen her wrap it up, and I didn't know what it was. And then it has to be, you know, wrapped up for about 8 hours before you can taste it. You wrap it up for 8 hours, and you put it in the refrigerator, and then next day you eat it cool. And I'm like, oh, what's this? And then she showed me how it's done, and we used to sing and talk about it. And, like, we had a good time. It's not just, oh, she showed me, and that's it. No, we used to laugh and dance and have a good time about it. She used to sing special songs to me. And then me and my dad were in the kitchen. It was just like all laughters, all smiles. It was like, oh, wow, oh, can I do this? Can I add a drizzle of this? That's why I put in the back, like, on a drizzle, and they hugs and a drizzle of kisses. And then, so now I pass it down to my son. So now we're cooking in the kitchen. We're having a great time. He's like, oh, Mommy, can I do that? Or what do you call this, drizzle? Can I drizzle the honey on it, for example, you know, or the sugar or the herbs and spices? We're having a good time. It's not just, oh, you know, you're showing this or explain a recipe.
Oh,
so,
wow. That's nice. I remember those days, too. In the kitchen with Mom, yes. Those are special moments. They really are.
My friends are telling me they grew up, they had to cook. It was like that they were forced. And I was like, no. I had a good time cooking, so that's fun. Now my son enjoys it. And he started cooking at the age of 2 years old, helping me make macaroni and cheese.
But that's amazing. But we really, really thank you so much for taking your time, Miss Tina, international author, Miss Tina Hassan. I thank you so much. Hassan, actually. Am I pronouncing it correct? What's the correct?
Yes, Hassan. Hassan. You say Hassan.
Hassan. So I'm sorry. I had the southern twang on there. But thank you so much for taking time out and being here with us on Good Deeds.
I love you guys. And thank you. It was a pleasure. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And you guys, you know who I am. This is Good Deeds. And this is Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. Be blessed.
Have a good night, all. Thank you. Bye.